say, as the name may behave. The headlines: report reveals British regularly trained soldiers in torture chamber. International Red Cross says abuse of Iraqi prisoners amounted to torture, and Bush tells Palestinians to forget deadline for their own state. The Guardian today reported that British troops are routinely provided with information on how to use degrading methods when interrogating prisoners. Most of the methods described mirror those used in Abu Ghraib jail in Baghdad that has shocked the world. The techniques, part of a system named R2I, involve, among others, sexual humiliation and same-sex jibes, long periods of prisoners left naked, hooding, time disorientation, deprivation of food, water, warmth, and sleep. Much of the training for this is very disturbing, quoted one former Special Forces officer to The Guardian. He added that R2I techniques were being used by ill-trained guards who didn't know what they were doing. There is a reservoir of knowledge about these interrogation techniques, he said, which is retained by former Special Forces soldiers who are being rehired as private contractors in Iraq. Contractors are bringing in their old friends. The former officer said that using R2I techniques inside Iraq was all the more dangerous because most US troops feel they are dealing with people responsible for the September 11 attacks. The Guardian explained that when the interrogation techniques are used on British soldiers for training purposes, they are subject to a strict 48-hour limit, and a supervisor and psychologist are always on hand. It is recognized that in inexperienced hands, prisoners can be plunged into psychosis. And the International Red Cross says that the abuse found in Iraq's U.S. prisons was systematic and amounted to torture, adding that it first raised concerns with the United States more than a year ago. At a news conference on Friday, the International Committee of the Red Cross Director of Operations, Pierre Krein-Boel, said that U.S. authorities had broken international laws and their violations had been documented as an ICRC report. He told reporters that elements found by the Red Cross were tantamount to torture, adding that there were clearly incidents of degrading and inhuman treatment. The document, which was submitted to the U.S. government in February, summarized the findings of the International Committee for the Red Cross officials who visited detention centers in Iraq between March 31st and October 24 last year to observe and conduct private interviews with prisoners. The report said Iraq is deemed to be of intelligence value to the United States, were at high risk of being subjected to a variety of harsh treatments, ranging from insults, threats, and humiliations to both physical and psychological coercion, which in some cases was tantamount to torture in order to force cooperation with their interrogators. According to the Red Cross report, Iraqis confined to U.S.-run detention centers were frequently subjected to hooding, which made their breathing difficult, as well as painful handcuffing. They were paraded in front of other prisoners naked, sometimes with women's underwear over their heads, exposed to loud noise and music, handcuffed to cell bars for several hours in humiliating or uncomfortable positions.